Macros Training Tape Side 2, Section 1. Getting the same result with a different macro. Using the search feature in the menus. Section 2. Creating an auto macro or monitored frame to perform the macro automatically. Section 3. Using the Control Up Arrow macro to read the first file name of a directory listing. Section 4. Perform macro, jump macro, BIOS macro. Section 5. Saving and loading macros with a config files menu. Using autoload to automatically load configuration files. Section 6. Enter Joyce, address and phone numbers.
This is side 2 of the JAWS 2.3 macros training tape. Now on the other side, we already saw how to create a macro to just read something off the screen. Now, as I mentioned once, there's lots of ways to do that. We just had one. I'm still on that item, I think.
Hello, comma, 5691.
There it is.
Row 22, column 19, JAWS.
Row 22, column 19. A slightly easier way would be to use the GoTo function. I'll do a menus.
JAWS main menu.
Hit G for GoTo.
G, position, colon.
Wants to know the position, so hit
R.
2, 2. That's row 22. And then C.
C. 1, 9.
1, 9, column 19, and hit enter.
Enter.
I'll do a say word.
5691.
And I'm right there. So I can use the go to function also to get there, rather than that home, page down, up, all that stuff. And I can also search for it, because this item may not always be in the same spot on the screen. Some screens, like bank account information, the last entry can be on line 22 or 15 or 10 or 13 or wherever, anywhere on the screen. So one concept is to search for it. So let's say in our pretty simple example here, we have hello followed by a number. So we can actually search for the word hello and then read the number to the right of it. That's one way to do it. Now, if we had a bunch of transactions with account numbers and amounts and all that nonsense, the word hello might appear several times, so we might want the last one. So we want to search from the bottom up. So in one way we could do that would be
JAWS main menu.
Go to the menus, hit S for search.
S, find colon.
Type in hello.
H-E-L-L-O.
And enter.
Enter, options, colon, 0.
And then B for bottom.
B.
And enter.
Enter, hello, comma.
Goes to hello, and then do a next word.
5691.
And that would get us there. So let's do that in a macro. I'm going to go to the menus.
JAWS main menu.
Hit M for macros.
M, revise.
R for revise.
R, revise. Enter the macro key to revise or define colon.
So now instead of using Alt-N, let me use Alt-H.
Alt-H, revise window.
Yeah, because we're searching for the word hello. I use all kinds of different ways to help me remember which keys I'm using. And you have lots of choices. I could have used the Alt-A for account number, you know, anything. Just make it up yourself. Whatever makes sense to you, it's all that matters. As long as you're the only one using the computer. Alright, so now we got a macro. We're in the revise window. I'm gonna do and I didn't hear what it said because I wasn't paying attention.
Space, space.
Control shift left right shows me that it's empty. So I'll go down to the
JAWS function window.
Function window with a control shift down. Now, remember, when I made it find the hello from the bottom and then move to the next word, the first thing I did was go to the menus. Well, I can't do that just by doing a control slash in a macro. I have to find the function of menus. Well, that starts with an M, so I'll hit M.
Margin bell.
There's margin bell. Hit E.
Menus.
There it is, menus. My helpline, shift, control, insert.
Invoke the JAWS menus.
Invoke the JAWS menus. That's what I want, so I just hit enter.
Menus.
Once I'm in the menus, I want to hit S. For search, so hit an S.
Save JAWS cursor.
Went to save JAWS cursor, hit E.
Set character units.
An A. And it beeped at me. There's no match for SEA. So there is no search in the JAWS function window. Because search is a function in the menus. Well, how do I tell the menus to do an S? Well, I just hit an S, alright?
Save JAWS cursor.
Already did that. But I'm in the wrong window. That's why it's not working. I'm in the function window. So if I do a control shift up arrow,
revise window.
You get to the revise window. To the left of where I'm at, control shift left,
menus.
Is menus. Control shift right,
space.
Space. So I just hit S on the keyboard.
S.
Remember, a macro, we're really recording the steps we wanted to take. So in this case, we wanted to take the step of going into the menus and then selecting search by hitting S. And then it would, if we were doing this real time, it would ask us for to enter the item we want to search for. Well, that's the word hello, so I just type in hello.
H-E-L-L-O.
And hit enter.
Enter.
Now, in your imagination, remember what happens. It's asking us for options. Now, it's not saying that right now because we're just putting it in a macro. But if we're doing it real time, not in the macro editor, it would ask us for options. Well, the option I entered was a B for bottom.
B.
I could have used T for top, C for start at the cursor and go backwards. I could use just enter for start at the cursor and go down. I could have typed in a frame number, which meant restrict the search to that frame. And other things. I could use X to search the spot where the cursor is. And these search options are very powerful, and they're covered in more detail in the manual. So I put in a B. They're also covered in our macros training tapes that I mentioned earlier. So put in a B for bottom, and I'll hit enter.
Enter.
Remember, I'm still in revise window, so I've got menus, S, H-E-L-L-O, enter, B, enter. And if you don't believe me, I'll just do a Shift-Control-Home.
Macro colon menus, S, H-E-L-L-O, enter, B, enter.
And that's it. I do Shift-Control-End.
Macro colon menus, S, H-E-L-L-O, enter, B, enter.
To get back to where I want to add more stuff. Remember, wherever your cursor is, that's where it's going to insert stuff. So if you want to just add to the end, your cursor would better be at the end. Okay, so now in this macro, at this point, I've told the search for hello from the bottom, and I've hit enter, and it's done the search and found the word hello. Alright, but the account number I want read is to the right of that one word. So all I do is put in a next word. Well, I can't just hit insert right arrow, which is the standard next word.
Right arrow.
Because all I get is the right arrow. What I need to do is go back to the function window and select say next word. So I'll do that. Control shift down arrow.
JAWS function window.
Now hit S.
Save JAWS cursor.
A Y.
Say all.
Space. N.
Say next character.
E X T. Space.
Say next word.
W. Say next word. I'm on that in the function window. Hit enter.
Say next word.
And it records it. Now that will take care of our macro. Control shift up arrow.
Revise window.
Control shift home.
Macro colon menus S H E L L O. Enter B. Enter right arrow.
The very end there's a right arrow. Let me read through this a little bit at a time. Control shift 5 with a numpad.
Menus.
Menus. Control shift right arrow.
S.
That S for search. Another control shift right arrow.
H E L L O.
That's the thing I want to search for.
Enter.
Enter. That terminates the string I want to search for. Right arrow again.
B.
B from the bottom.
Enter.
Enter.
Right arrow.
And there's the right arrow. And to the right of that.
Say next word.
Say next word. So that right arrow is when I mistakenly hit the right arrow key. Remember that? Go back and listen to the tape. So I'll do a control shift left arrow.
Right arrow.
And I'm going to delete that. Control shift delete.
Say next word.
It deletes the right arrow and then it reads the function that takes its place, which is say next word. So now I've got my complete macro. I'll hit the control shift enter.
Okay.
And it saves it. Page up or escape or Z to exit out of the menus.
Page up. Exiting.
And I'm done. Now let me try this. That was an Alt H.
5691.
And it does it. Let me move the
page up.
The JAWS cursor the heck out of the way there, and I'll hit that macro key again.
5691.
See how quickly it happens, but it goes through all those steps. Goes to the menus, selects search, types in hello, hits enter, selects B, hits enter, does a say next word, and does all that real quick. That's another thing. It's much easier than doing it yourself. It's a lot quicker than doing it yourself. So now we got two different ways. I can use the Alt-N.
5691.
Or the Alt-H.
5691.
Either one works. Two totally different ways, but either one works fine. So I'll hit the Enter key now.
Enter. C colon backslash act 2 greater.
And it put up another DOS prompt. Now visually, it scrolled the screen upward. So I'll try my Alt-N.
Or.
That's not what I want. I want the account number.
Or.
Well, what happened was the account number moved. It moved up on the screen. Remember, my Alt-N is just going up to row 22 and speaking the second word on the line. Well, that's no longer gonna do it. But Alt-H
5691
does do it, because remember, Alt-H, we're searching from the bottom up for the word hello and then reading the word to the right of that. So that's some things to keep in mind when you create macros to find things on your screen. If they're always in exactly the same spot, okay, there's lots of ways to do it. If the screen's going to move up, or it could be anywhere on the screen, then you got to be a little more clever. Using the search option is one way to do it. Another way might be if it stands out in color, you could use the enhancement search. Things like that. So just keep those different techniques in mind. Now let's do an auto macro or a frame monitoring. We call it two different things, but it's actually the same thing. First, we create a frame which tells it, all right, watch this spot of the screen. When anything changes there, perform this macro. And the macro can do anything you want, and it will, at that point, do its thing. So I'm going to create a frame up on lines 1 and 2. And then I'm going to tell JAWS, whenever something in that frame changes, I want you to perform this macro that we just created, the Alt-H. And it will read our account number. Now remember, these are just examples. If you want real life examples, like we're using WordPerfect and things like that, you can use your imagination, or you can use our intermediate macros training tapes or the advanced macros training tapes. I'm trying to give you something generic here so you can get the concept of what the capabilities are. Alright, let's create a frame.
JAWS main menu.
Go to the menus with the control slash, F for frames.
F, speed.
R for revise.
R, revise. Enter frame number :0.
Let's call this 2 because it's going to be line. Well, let's make it lines 2 and 3, okay? So we'll call it 2. Enter.
Top row :1.
Top row, it says it's 1. See, it puts up the default to what's there, but I'm going to give it a 2.
Bottom row :25.
And instead of 25, I want 3.
Left column :1.
Left column 1. Well, we can leave it that, but I'll make it 9.
Right column :80.
80, and let's make that 47.
Accept.
Enter. So it's got the information up there. It asked me if I want to accept that. I can read it back.
Top row :2, bottom row :3, left column :9, right column :47, accept.
That was a insert up arrow, which reads the line I'm on. It reads the whole line. Or I could go through there a word at a time if I wanted to. But yeah, I'm going to accept it. And I'm back to the menus. Now,
revise.
To the right of revise in the frames menu
monitor.
Is monitor. That's what I want. I hit a down arrow.
Set.
I have set,
clear,
or clear. Now I'm in frame monitoring. I could also be in auto macros. We'd still get set and clear. I don't want to clear, because that's to clear a monitored frame. I don't want to do that.
Set.
I want set. So I hit the down arrow.
Enter frame number :.
Enter frame number. All right, it was frame number 2. Hit 2 and enter.
Enter macro key :.
The macro key. Well, if I use an Alt-N, it's going to always read on what's on line 22. That's not what I want. I want the Alt-H macro, which searches for the word hello and then reads the word to the right of it. So I'll do an Alt-H.
Enter delay :2.
Now it's telling me enter delay. This is a delay factor because sometimes the screen updates a little bit slower than you want. But 2 is usually adequate, so I'll just hit enter.
Okay.
And that's it. I'll do a page up to get out of the JAWS menu. See, right now I'm back in the JAWS menu. So if I do an insert 5.
Set.
I'm on set. So if I do a page up.
Page up. Exiting. 5691.
Takes me out of the JAWS menus, and it reads 5691 because it noticed that the screen changed, and it read 5691. Okay, now I'm going to hit the enter key, and the screen will scroll, and it will do the search and everything it can.
Enter. EC / ACT2 greater.
Now that's not what we expected, and I did this while the tape was off. What happened there was we heard screen echo. See, there's two different things going on here, the screen echo and then the monitoring. Well, the screen echo takes precedence, because that's just a different technique of putting things up on the screen. So whenever we see screen echo happening, we do not do the frame monitoring to avoid confusion.
JAWS main menu.
So I'm going to turn screen echo off, go to the menus with the
V
for voice, S for screen,
S echo,
E for echo,
E on,
hit F for off,
F echo,
and then a Z to exit out.
Z exiting.
And also to avoid a little confusion, since we're in DOS here, usually we wouldn't have this trouble, but I didn't anticipate being in DOS and all this other stuff. I'm going to turn smart screens off. Insert S.
Smart screen off.
Now I want to hit the Enter key.
Enter 5691.
It reads it. Check my position.
Row 13, column 19, JAWS.
I'm all the way up to row 13 because it keeps moving up each time I hit Enter, and I hit Enter a few times while the tape was off. I hit it again.
Enter 5691.
It keeps moving up.
Enter 5691. Row 11, column 19, JAWS.
Now let me change this macro a little bit.
JAWS main menu.
Go to the menus with an M
and, revise.
And an R.
R, revise. Enter the macro key to revise or define colon.
Do an Alt-H.
Alt-H, revising existing definition. Revise window.
Shift-Control-5.
Menus.
Menus.
S.
To the right is S.
H-E-L-L-O. Enter. B. Enter. Say next word.
And say next word. So here, this macro is assuming I'm going to find it. And if I find it, well, it's just assuming I'm going to find it and then read the next word. Well, what if we don't find it? What if it's not on the screen? Which is going to happen pretty soon here once we exit out and keep hitting Enter. Well, we might want to put up an error message. All right. I'm on the function.
Say next word.
Say next word. So do Control Shift Down Arrow.
JAWS function window.
And I want to say if.
If.
Enter. If. That records it. Puts up there in front of the say next word. If success flag.
Save JAWS cursor. Success flag.
Hit SU and it went to success flag. This success flag gets set true if the thing we are searching for was successful, if it's found it successfully. So that's success flag. Enter.
Success flag.
Then.
Then.
Enter.
Then.
And I'll do a Control Shift Up Arrow.
Revise window.
And Control Shift 5.
Say next word.
Say next word. So I have if success flag, then say next word. And I want to add some more stuff here, so I got to move over to the right.
Space.
Now I can add it, so I'll go back down to the function window. So see, I had to go up to revise, over to the right, and then back down to the function window.
JAWS function window.
Okay, now what if it doesn't find it? We've got if success flag, then say next word. Else.
Else.
Hit E for else, hit enter.
Else.
I want to say an error message. Well, I can use a label for that, so hit L for label.
Label begin.
Label begin, enter.
Label begin.
Now I know that label end is just to the right, so I'm going to hit my right arrow.
L.
And hit enter.
Label end.
And then I need an end if to terminate the if statement.
Else, end if.
End if. I typed an E-N-D-I and it went to end if. Hit enter.
End if.
Okay, now I don't need any more functions. I'll go up to my revise window with a Control Shift Up arrow.
Revise window.
And a home. Control Shift Home.
Macro colon menus S-H-E-L-L-O. Enter B. Enter if success flag then.
So,
menus. S-H-E-L-L-O.
S. Hello. Search for hello.
Enter.
Enter.
B.
From the bottom of the screen. That's the B.
Enter.
If.
Success flag.
Then.
Say next word.
Say next word.
Else.
Else.
Label begin.
Label begin.
Label end.
Label end.
And if.
And if.
Space. Space.
Well, label begin, label end doesn't do anything. I got to put a label in there. So let me back up to it.
And if. Label end.
Label end. Here's where I want to insert because it'll put it in front of label end and move everything over to the right. So, I want an error message. Alright, I'll type in whatever I want, actually, but I'll say error.
E-R-R-O-R, comma, space, C-A-N-N-O-T, space, F-I-N-D, space, A-C-C-O-U-N-T, space, N-Y.
Oops. I hit a Y. So, I can't use the backspace because it'll record it. I have to do a Control-Shift-Left arrow.
Y.
Again.
N.
There's the N to the right of that.
Y.
I'll delete it.
Label end.
And I'm back to label end. So I was typing in the word number. So I have an N. I'll hit U.
U-M-B-E-R.
So now my label is error, cannot find account number. Now, I'll go through this again one more time, but it's already on tape. You can back up the tape, or you can review it using your keyboard. So I'm going to do a Control-Shift-Enter.
Okay.
And I've got it. The page up.
Page up. Exiting.
I'll hit the Enter key, which will cause the screen to scroll, and we'll see what happens.
Enter 5691.
Still reads it.
Enter 5691.
I hit my position.
Row 9, column 19. JAWS.
Row 9. I'll type in some junk.
A S D F A S D F.
Hit Enter.
Enter 5691.
Still finds it on the screen.
Row 6, column 19. JAWS.
I'm up to row 6.
Enter. 5691, enter, 5691, enter, 5691, Row 3, column 19.
See, pretty soon it's going to disappear off the screen and it won't find it and we'll get our error message. Hit enter again.
Enter, 5691.
Again.
Enter, 5691.
And again.
Enter, error, cannot find account number.
And then we get the error message. See, didn't find it, so it gives us the error message. So that's just an example of some of the neat stuff you can do with JAWS. Now, it's a dumb example in the sense that you wouldn't want to do it here in DOS, but I'm using it to illustrate some of the capabilities and features, and it's something that you can duplicate on your machine because everybody has DOS. Okay, now to show you a real-life macro of using the search feature.
Escape. Error. Cannot find account number.
Okay, first we got to get rid of our auto macro here so it doesn't do that to us all the time. I'll do a control slash.
JAWS main menu.
I hit M for macros.
M. Revise.
A for auto.
A. Set.
And C for clear.
C. Clear. Enter frame number colon.
That was frame number 2 we had, so I'll clear it. I hit a 2 and enter.
Okay.
I'm
Escape.
Done.
Exiting. Enter.
Now it no longer does it. I gotta turn my screen echo on.
JAWS main menu. V, global, S, echo, E, off, N, echo, Z, exiting.
Now it should be in good shape.
Enter, C colon backslash act 2 greater.
I have a macro, a control up arrow, which reads the first file in a directory listing. Alright, let's get a directory up here.
D, I, R, space, star, period, J, M, F, enter. Volume and drive Z has no label. Directory of Z colon backslash act 2.
I hit the Alt key to silence it, and it could have put up one file, it could have put up a dozen file, or even 100 files. But if I want to get to the first one, I do a control up arrow.
123 JMF 3438 12-15-92-11:40.
And that macro is included in the JAWS macro file that comes with 2.3. So it takes me to the very first one. I'll do a down arrow.
WPJMF 43761-18-
Silence that. See, I've got interruptible off, so I'm not cutting off things on tape. Do that control up arrow again.
123 JMF 3438-12-15-92-11:40.
How do I know that's the first one? Well, I'll do an up arrow.
Blank.
And another up arrow.
Directory of Z colon backslash act 2.
So the directory listing, at least in DOS 5 here, which I'm using, puts up directory of dot da da da. By the way, if it's not working, you may have a different version of DOS or something might be different. I'll show you why right now. Do control slash.
JAWS main menu.
M, R.
M, revise. R, revise. Enter the macro key to revise or define colon.
Control up arrow.
Control up arrow. Revising existing definition.
Now here's
revise
the
window.
Here's the macro. Control shift 5 on the numpad.
If.
Right arrow.
Menu dash flag.
Menu flag, meaning if menus are up.
Then. Beep.
Beep.
Else.
So if I'm in the menus and hit this key, just beep, don't do anything else.
Route JAWS to PC.
Meaning I'm not in the menus. I route JAWS to PC, which moves my JAWS cursor down to the PC cursor, which is always at the bottom of the DOS screen. Right arrow.
Menus.
Again, I'm control shift right arrow, I mean. Else, menus. Go to the menus. If you're in the menus, don't do anything. But if you're not in the menus, go to the menus. Another, to the right of that.
S.
S for search.
D. I. R.
This is the word directory.
E-C-T-O-R-Y, space, O-F, enter.
Search for a directory of, enter.
C, enter.
From the cursor backwards. I want to start, the cursor's down below this directory, this word directory. PC cursor is, and the JAWS cursor is, because I routed it to the PC. So I'm going to search upward from the cursor. That's what that C stands for. To the right.
If.
Success flag. Success flag, meaning if you found it.
Then.
Home. Do a home, moves the JAWS cursor to column 1.
Next line.
Do a next line, which moves down one line without talking.
Say next line.
And then move down to the next line and read it.
Else. Beep.
Beep.
And if. And if. Space.
See, this time I had two and ifs because I had an if menus, and then I had if success flag, so you got to terminate both of them. So that's the macro. And that's why it reads the first item in the directory listing. It searches for the word directory of, or the phrase directory of, and then it reads the line that's two lines below that, and that's the first file name. I haven't tried this with DOS 3, DOS 4, and all that other stuff. I'm running with DOS 5, and it seems to work great. So If it's not working good on your machine, try making some adjustments to it and see how it works. Let's go back into that Macro Revise, and I want to show you a few other advanced features. Excuse me, I'm in the Macro Revise.
Diff, space, space, diff, diff.
Okay, I'm going to do a Control Shift Down Arrow.
JAWS Function Window.
And another Control Shift Down Arrow.
Macro Identification Window.
Macro Identification Window. This is the one we skipped over before. Now this has the keys of all the keys that are already macros. For example.
Down.
Down.
I.
Oops, let me do a...
Insert up arrow. Down arrow.
That first one was a down arrow. I'm doing Control-Shift-5 now. Control-Shift-Right.
Insert up arrow.
Insert up arrow.
Right arrow.
Control-Shift-Right. Right is right arrow.
Left arrow.
Left arrow.
Insert right arrow.
Insert right arrow.
Insert left arrow.
Insert left arrow. These are all the macros that are already... that are in this macro file that I currently have loaded. Remember, the macros are kept in a macro file. And you can load them and save them as you see fit. Okay, now, there's a special feature called Jump Macro or Perform Macro. Let me do Control-Shift-Insert.
Use Shift plus Control-F7 for selecting Jump Command, comma, Shift plus Control-F6 for Perform.
So if I want to jump to a macro, I first put my cursor on the macro I want to jump to.
Insert 1, Home, and Page Down. Insert Pad Dash.
Let's try to insert pad dash, that's the JAWS, that's the route JAWS to PC key. I put the cursor there, and then I do a Control-Shift-F7, and it records it. It records the jump command. Let me try that right now. Control-Shift-F7.
Insert pad dash.
What it did was it put up in the revised window, it put jump, insert pad dash. So it'll jump to the insert numpad dash key, which is the JAWS cursor key. So it will jump to that macro and perform that macro. I could also use a perform, which would be a Control-Shift-F6. The difference is the jump command means you start out in this macro. When you hit that jump command, you jump to the other macro, and you do your thing in the other macro, and you don't come back. With a perform, you jump or go to the other macro, and when you're done, then you come back to the first macro. And you can use either one of those things to do, you know, special things in your macros. Let's go up and take a look at it. I'll do a Control-Shift-Up-Arrow.
JAWS Function Window.
And again.
Revise Window.
And a Say Function. Control-Shift-5.
And diff.
This is my end diff. Control-Shift-Left-Arrow.
Insert Pad Dash.
Insert Pad Dash. To the left of that.
Jump Macro.
Is Jump Macro. So I was reading backwards. I don't want to confuse you, but if I do it, Control-Shift-5 on the numpad.
Jump macro.
Jump macro to the right of that.
Insert pad dash.
Insert pad dash. See, when I recorded that jump command, just like selecting a function, it just sticks it into the revised window wherever my cursor happens to be. Okay, that's the jump and the perform. There's a couple other special things here. There's a BIOS macro, and that's a macro key that calls the BIOS code and then performs the macro. I don't want to get too technical here, and this may not be important to you at all, but if you have a macro key, that key, when you press it, it performs the macro. It does not perform its original function, because we've usurped that original function. We've taken it away. Now, if you can put into your macro certain things that might recreate the original function. Like if the original function was an A, you can create a macro that does an A. Or if the original function was an F1, you can create a macro that does an F1. It's real simple. But because of some certain application programs and whatnot that are not real friendly, not compatible, sometimes we have to play a few tricks. There's also a few other keys that we need to play a few tricks with, like the caps lock key. And for that, we have the BIOS macro. We just create a macro that, when you press that key, first it does its original function, and then it does the macro. Much like caps lock and num lock and scroll lock and those keys. Those are BIOS macros. Let me take a look at that. While the table's off, I board it out.
Revise.
And to the menus, I'm going to go back in.
Enter. Revise. Enter the macro key to revise or define colon.
I'll hit the caps lock.
Caps lock. Revising existing definition.
And I'll look at
it. Revise window. Label begin.
Label begin.
C-A-P-S space L-O-C-K. Label end. Caps lock status. Space. Space.
Caps lock status. And that's it. It has a label and it tells us whether it's on or off. But it doesn't actually do the caps lock. That's because it's a BIOS macro. Just by pressing the key, it does its original function, which toggles the caps lock on or off. And then this macro comes along and says the label, caps lock, and then it does it. Okay, now how do you create a BIOS macro? Well, just like any other macro, like we got here, but when you save it, before you save it, you have to do a Shift-Control-F6.
Space.
In the revise window. And that turns it into a BIOS macro. Now I save it with a Control-Shift-Enter.
Okay. Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
And it works. If I hadn't done that Shift-Control-F6, it would have saved it as a regular macro. And when I hit caps lock, it would have given me the word caps lock and the on-off status, but it would not have changed it. So caps lock, num lock, and scroll lock are that way. But also in many situations, it may be advantageous to create a key. Well, for example, in WordPerfect, they use control up arrow, control down arrow to go to the previous paragraph or the next paragraph. Well, BIOS does not generate a control up arrow, control down arrow. So there's no way to actually put one in the keyboard buffer. Now please don't let me lose you. If you're lost, don't worry about it, it's not important. So in order to get JAWS to perform that function and then do the rest of the macro, we create a BIOS macro. So when I hit control up arrow in WordPerfect, the BIOS gets the control up arrow, passes it on to WordPerfect, which does the previous paragraph, and then the macro comes along and says the line, which reads the first line of the paragraph. So that's just a quick example of a BIOS macro. Here's a beep on the tape. Now, a very important thing about macros is we've been creating them here for examples and whatnot, and they're in memory. And all is well. If I turn off my computer, turn back on tomorrow, all the macros I just created will be lost because I didn't save them. Just like creating a letter in a word processing document. You can create the letter, you can print it out, but if you don't save it on the disk, it's gone. So let's save our macros. You go to the menus. Let me see where I am.
Revise.
I'm in the menus. I'm in revise.
Escape.
I'll hit escape to get out. And I'll go back in with a control slash.
JAWS main menu.
Now I want to get to config files because that's where we save the macros. So I do a right arrow.
Config files.
And a down arrow.
Load.
I have load.
Save.
And save. And to the right of that.
Autoload.
Autoload. Well, let's go back to load.
Load.
I just hit right arrow to go wrapped around. So load, but I want save. So hit another right arrow.
Save.
Now a down arrow.
Macro.
There I go, macro. These are config files. I got a bunch of them. So one type of config file is macros. To the right of that.
Frame.
Frames.
Environment.
To the right of that, it's environment.
Voice.
To the right of that is voice.
Dictionary.
Dictionary.
All.
And all. That's a good choice because if you have any question about what it is you're saving, just select all. It'll save all of them. And to the right again.
Macro.
Back to macros. Now this selection, I'm going to save the information that I currently have in JAWS on the disk. So that later on I can load it back up. I can save just the macro information, the frames, the voice, the dictionary, the environment, or I can save them all. Well, I'm just going to save macros for now. So I'm on macro, I'll hit down arrow.
Enter file name colon C colon backslash deck PC2 backslash JAWS.
Enter file name colon C colon backslash deck PC2 backslash JAWS. The deck PC2 is just the subdirectory that I'm in while I'm doing this demo. Yours, if you install JAWS in the JAWS subdirectory, it'll say JAWS in place of that. And it put up the file name JAWS, which is the default file name. So I can edit this if I want, or I can just start typing a whole new name. I'll put in here, test.
T-E-S-T.
Now if I do a save line.
Enter file name colon test.
And it's going to put it in the default subdirectory, which for JAWS was the one it was loaded from, which is the deck PC2. So I'll hit enter.
Enter. Okay.
Okay. So it saved it. Now, anytime I want to load it, I just select load, ask me for the file name, I type in the name of the file, and it gets it. So that's a very important thing. Remember to save your macros or your voice files or your frame files or your environment files, which is the smart screens, or your dictionary files. Always remember to save them. Otherwise, you're going to lose them. And then when you need them, you can load them back up just by selecting load there. Now, you can also use the j_load command, which is on your comes with JAWS. It's in your directory. Load them from DOS. You can type in j_load space file name, like j_load space WP, and it will load up all the WordPerfect files. So that's the old-fashioned way to do it. What we have now is autoload. I'll do an up arrow.
Save.
There I'm on save. To the right of that
autoload
is autoload. Remember, it's always important to keep in mind visually where you are in these menus. I knew that I was down in the config files menu on the word macro, so I just did an up arrow and it went up to save. To the right of that is autoload. Let me select this with a down arrow. I have on to the right of that.
Off.
To the right.
Toggle. On.
And back to on. This is the on-off toggle. I can turn on or off, or I can toggle it from on to off, or vice versa. When autoload is on, which it usually is,
autoload.
I do an up arrow and a page up.
Page up. Exiting.
When autoload is on, when I run an application program, like Lotus 1-2-3, JAWS will see, hey, they're running Lotus 1-2-3. And then it's going to look on the disk for configuration files that match. And it will load them up automatically. So, first it gets the signature of the application program, which is 1-2-3. And then it looks for files with that name with a file name extension that matches JAWS configuration files, like JMF, stands for JAWS macro file, JFF, JAWS frame file. So I guess you can figure out what JVF stands for. Okay, and so it looks on the disk for files that match and it loads them up automatically. Then when you exit back to DOS, it looks on the disk for files that match and loads them up automatically. Now when you're in DOS, it looks for the default files, which is the JAWS files. The files with the name JAWS with the extension JMF, JFF, JEF, JVF, or JDF. So that's loading and saving. If I want to go back now and load that up,
JAWS main menu.
C for config load. Files, L for load,
L macro,
M for macro,
M, enter file name colon C colon backslash decpc2 backslash test.
And it remembered the last name that I used. So all I have to do now is hit enter. Or I could type in another name if I want, but I'm just going to hit enter.
Enter. Okay.
And it gets it. Hit escape.
Escape. Exiting.
And I'm out.
This is the end of side 2 of the macro training tape for JAWS version 2.3.
You can contact Henner Joyce by mail at Henter, Henter-Joyce, Joyce, Inc., at 11800 31st Court North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33716. Also by phone at 800-336-5658 or area code 813-572-8900. You can also fax Henner Joyce at area code 813-528-8901 or contact our BBS at 813-528-8903. Henner Joyce is also on the World Wide Web at www.hj.com, and we have an FTP site, ftp.hj.com/pub/hj.